Boker Tov, we are now beginning the final piece on the first parak of Masechet Moed Katan. We're at the Mishnah and Daf Yod Amud Aleph, right in around the, a little bit below the middle of the middle of the Amud. Ma'amidin Tanur v'Chirayim v'Reichayim v'Moed. You're allowed to set up Tanur, which is an oven, Chirayim, which is a stove, and Reichayim, which is a mill on Chol HaMoed. Pirumer Ein Mechabshin Et HaReichayim Batchila. You're not allowed to be Mechabesh. This has to do something about making a hole in the millstone, and we'll see what it particularly means. There's a machloket, and the Gemara immediately addresses this. My mechabshin. What does it mean? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, minaker rechaya. Make a hole in it in order to sharpen it. Rabbi Yechiel Omer, beit eina. Bat eina means to make the hole that's in the middle so that when you mill the wheat, the flour goes into the middle. We have the following challenge. Eliezer is a third opinion that we have, as I represented on the page, says that you can set up these things, Tanur, Kiram, Rechaim, as long as you don't do a complete job, leave something undone. Chacham Omim Afi Gmor. Chacham say you could do the whole thing. You're allowed to set up a new one. You can mechabesh, make this hole in the old one. In other words, you have an old one that's not properly working because it needs a hole made in it. You can make the hole. And then there's an opinion that says you're not allowed to mechabesh at all, meaning even in an old one. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, who said mechabshin means to make a hole to sharpen it, such a thing could exist in a yishana. El amanda mar bat eina, if you're talking about the essential hole where the flour goes into, yishana bat eina lamala, why would an old one need to have such a hole made? It had to have a hole working in order to be a functioning mill at any point. The answer is going to kaboy larvuche tfei purta. The answer is that making this hole doesn't just mean forming it for the first time, it means also widening it in case it needs widening. So here's how it plays out. Mechabshin may mean to make a hole to sharpen the wheel, or it may mean to make the hole in the middle where the flour flows in, and both of those could exist even in an old one because the hole could have been stopped up in some way or could need widening for a particular kind of flour. Okay. Ravuna shamilahu gava de kamanaka rechaya b'chol de muadas. Ravuna heard somebody making a hole in the millstone on Chol HaMoed. Amar manhai. Who is this guy? Meaning, Itchil Gufei the Kamachil Chula de Moada. His body should be desecrated because he's desecrating Chol HaMoed, a play on words of Itchil. In other words, he felt that whatever this fellow was doing was wrong. So the answer is Sava like Yeshomim. He held like the Yeshomim that says, Ein Mechabshin Kol Ikar, which is an opinion more stringent, it's similar to Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah. Now, Darsh Rav Chama. Rav Chama has the following statement. Nokrim Rechaim Bamoed, Mishum Rav Meir Amar, Afilu Sus Shorochev Alav. This is now going to dovetail into a whole different area. V'chamor Shorochev Alav, Mutar Litol Tziponayim B'chulo Shel Moed. So we started out by making a statement that you can make a hole in the millstone. Now remember, mills were often driven by water, but some of them were driven by animals. So he says that if you have a horse or a donkey that you ride on, and they have long nails and it hurts the nails, because you're riding on them, you can cut their nails on Chol HaMoed because of Tzar Balei Chaim. Aval Chamra de Rechaya, the reason we're saying that is because saying the donkey of the mill, the drives the mill, lo, that you can't cut. So now we're going to dovetail into a discussion of several of the treatments we could do for animals. Rav Yehuda Shari Lemishkal Tufre Lechamra de Rechaya. Rav Yehuda disagreed and he said you're allowed to take the fingernails off of the mill donkey, again because of Tzar Balei Chaim. Ulemivne amat rechaya, you're allowed to dig a ditch for the mill. Ulemivne uraya, to build stables. Rav Ashar the Saruke Susya, he allowed you to comb the hair of a horse with an iron comb. Ulemivne akripita. Akripita is a railing around a porch or whatever. Ulemevne itzdaban, to build a bench. Rav Ashar lemishkal demal levehema b'chula demuada. He allowed you to do bloodletting on an animal. Amar le'abaya, tanya messiah lach. I've got a bright to that supports your ruling. Makizin dam le behema ve'im monein refuah le behema v'chol ha'shamoid. You're allowed to let blood, and you're allowed to do anything that's needed for healing an animal on chol ha'moed. By the way, all of these other things, some of them had to do with animals, some of them had to do with the mill, and a couple of them seemed to be side things like the railing and the bench, but they all seem to be in that same context of building things outside and around the barn area. Rav Ashar l'chasachsuchei kirme. He allowed you to rub clothes when they're coming out of the laundry, to rub them. My time and my sahed yotu, because that's an unprofessional thing. But this is the kind of laundering that's mutar chol ha'moed, which is the kind of kibbutz that's mutar. Yitzchak bar Ami Amar Rav Chista kiturei birei osir. He said, but there is one thing that is osir here in this context, which is tying the sleeves of clothes together. Right? My time and my sumanu, it's a professional thing. The bottom line seems to be in all of these areas that anytime you're doing it in a professional manner, doing it with the skill of an artisan, it's prohibited, and doing it as a simple person, a lay person who's just doing it for his own housekeeping, it's fine. Amarava. Mandem matkil ara. So now we have a series of activities, and I put this in Roman numeral 2, sub-Roman numeral 2, a series of activities which could be done with one intent and it's problematic, and the other intent and it's not. Mandem matkil ara. Somebody who is taking rocks, matkil mi mesakel, is taking rocks out of the ground. Adata devei dari shari, if he's making it just livable for animals, then it's fine. Adata de ara aser, if he's doing it to make the land arable, then it's aser. Hechidami, so mulia b'mulia, how can we tell? Mulia b'mulia v'natza v'natza, adata devei dari. Alright, so if he takes a high pile of dirt or of rocks and puts it on another high pile, or makes a from one ditch to another, so then he's doing it in order to make a threshing floor, an area for animals, something, not for planting, right? But shaka mulia v'shada v'natza data dara. But if he takes the pile and throws it into the ground, so then he's evening out the ground for planting. V'yamar Rava, second point. Haiman dezochi zechi adaita detzivei. Somebody who picks up little twigs in his yard. So if he's doing it for the wood, like he's going to burn them, all right? Shari, adata da'ara asur. If he's doing it to clean up the ground for planting, then it's asur. V'yamarava haiman depatach maya la'are. Somebody who pours water, starts putting water, a stream, into his land. Adata da'chavre, shari. If it's because you're going to let fish, there's a stream, and you're going to have the fish come in, you're going to catch the fish, that's mutter. Adata da'ara, but if it's to water the land, asur. Hechidami, so how do you see? Patach tre bavi. If he opens up two edges, one mi'iloi, v'chad mi'tatoi, one end of the property, one at the other end, atat l'chavri, so obviously you want the fish to come through and stream through and then catch them on the way through. Pata chadbav, if you only open it one side, so atat l'ari, you're doing it to flood your property. V'yamarava haiman defashach dikla adaita dechevata. Somebody who prunes a dekel, a date tree, if he does it to feed animals, so shari. Adata didiko, if he does it to prune the tree, asur. Hey, chidami, how can you tell? Shakil kule michad gisa, if he cut them all down from one side, so adata de chavata. So clearly, you're not doing it to benefit the tree, you're doing it to feed the animals. Mahai gisa, adata didiko. If you do it on both sides, then it's to prune the tree. Vyasa. Vyamarava, hani tamre tochlani, migzarinu shari, maitsinu asur. So if you have these particular kind of very, very small dates, and you pick them. So if you pick them in order to cut them off, then it's mutar. If you did it in order to squeeze out the juice, or to prune them, then it is asur, right? Because what you're doing is essentially making them edible later on. Papa Markeven de Mitali Kifraklati Avad Dami Vishari. He says, no, since they will get wormy if you don't preserve them, then it's Davar Aved, it's something that's going to be lost, which we're going to talk about in a moment. And therefore, it is Mutan Cholamoy. Good. Vyamarava. Prakmati Akolshu Asur. Said, any sort of commerce is Asur. Amarava Yosef Ravin, Ravidvar Aved, Mutar. But if it's something that you will lose the opportunity, then it's Mutar. Now we have a story. Ravina Aved, Yahu Iska Davim Izdavan Meshita Alfe. Ravina had some material that he could have sold for 6,000 zoos. Shail is abuni b'atar chol ha'moed, but he waited and he sold it after chol ha'moed. V'zabne b'treisar alfei. He was able to sell it for twice as much. Good. So it's perhaps supererogatory. Perhaps he got a great sechar for that. Ravina v'masik zuzeh b'vnei akra b'shanvata. He was a creditor coming after these fellows for money. After the coming of Rashi, he asked Rashi, "Amar le ma'ol lemezal aidna alayu? Can I go to them on chol ha'moed to get the money from them?" Well, Kevin Daidna who the mishkachadlu, he said, "If you can get to them now, in other words, now they're available. The yom achriyal mishkachadlu, and you can't find them on another day, so kevakmati ave dami. Then it's something that will be lost. Vishari, it's like any business opportunity to be lost. If a fellow, let's say, is looking to buy property, and you have property to sell, and he's going to buy it in the next 2 days, in any case, and you have the first shot." Then you could sell it. Tanya made Gavi Avodazara, Kihai Gavna. We have the same principle in the Lihokhad Avodazara. Hochin Li Arid, again, back to what we talked about yesterday about doing business with the Goy around the time of his festival. Hochin Li Arid Shal Nachrin, you're allowed to go to their carnival festival. It's a marketplace, but it's got a carnival atmosphere. Lokhin Beima Avadim Shvachot Badim Sadot Uchamim, you could buy all of these sort of things, animals and slaves and houses, etc. Chotev Malah Berkochalan, and you can even make the documents within their legal system. Neshukam Matzil Miyadan, because there's several ways to understand about Matzil Miyadan. One may be that so many times that our stuff has been appropriated, we're simply getting it back. And in this case, though, it's much more the notion of Davar Havei, because you're not going to be able to get it any other time. This is when you can get it. Rav Shara Lachia Bar Ashi Lemigdal Ohari Bechula de Moada. Rav allowed Lachia to weave nets on Chol Hamoed. My time, and my say I do too, because the way he does it, it's a very simple thing. Anybody can do it. Aval easily usher, but a bird net, a bird trap, you can't do. My time, my suumanu, because that takes a professional. Vidashar la'ami tanura lemigdal tanure. So there's a fellow, Ami Tanura, who would put together ovens. He allowed him to do it. Ulram bar isbi lemigdal mohalta. And he allowed Ram bar isbi to put together sieves, to weave a sieve. We agreed you can't put together an oven. The answer is, it depends which Chol Hamoed it is. If it's Chol Hamoed Pesach and you build an oven, because it's the dry season already, it's going to be dry in time for the end of Yontif, and you could use it on Yontif. Sukkot, on the other hand, if you make an oven, it will not be dry in time for the Yom Tov, and you'll have to use it afterwards, and then it is asur to build this tanur. Good. So in other words, the bottom line is that you could build something like this if it's done in a way that is not professionally done, if it's a simple thing to do, and it's something that will be able to be used on the moed. Good. The last mission that we have, osin ma'akel agag v'lamar pesed ma'asei adyot. You're allowed to make a railing, which chayiv doraita, to make a railing around your porch, which is ma'asei adyot, meaning which is a non-professional job. Avolo ma'asei uman. Can't do a professional job. Shafinat ha-sedakin u-ma'agilin otan u-ma'agila b'yad u-v'regel. You're allowed to smooth out bumps on barrels, etc. And you can use them with a hand or foot circular, but not any other sort of a tool. All right, so it has to be done, again, in a simple way. These are the bumps, by the way, that are on the oven. Avalo b'machlatzayim. But you cannot use some sort of special tool that's used by sanders. Right? Hatsir vatsinova korava, and all these are all parts of the door, the hinge and etc. Mafteach shinish proof, they're all broken. Metaknan b'moed, you can fix them on Chol Hamoed. Eventually, kavein lasod malach tov moed. But you can't plan it that way. You can't say, you know what, Chol Hamoed's coming up in 2 weeks, I'll fix it then. V'chol kvashin shu yachol lechol me'an b'moed kovshan. And anything that you were going to pickle, that could be eaten on Chol Hamoed, you could pickle it. If it only needs a couple days to pickle, you could pickle on the first day Chol Hamoed and eat it at the end of Yontif. Good. Now, back to our issue of the ma'akeh. What's a simple way to, unprofessional way to do it? Put up reeds, that's your railing. He said that you put rocks down, but you don't plaster them. Good. Shafinat stakin maginotan magila. The Mishnah said that you can smooth out the bumps on a tanur, and you can rub them with your hand or foot, but not with a tool. So hashta magila marchari. He said you're allowed to use a magila. Biyadavur egomibaya. So why does it say magila, which is some sort of a simple tool? And you could also use your hand or your foot. So hachikamar, shafinat stakin maginotan ke'en magila biyadavur egom. Meaning that you cannot use a tool at all. You can use your hand or foot to do it in the way that that ma'agila does. Avalob machlatzayim. That you can't use that tool. Hatsir v'atzinor v'akorav v'manuv v'avtech shenishbrum v'taknan b'mu'ein. So all of these door parts. Meaning, ad yamav v'yapatish makeb Yerushalayim. Famous Mishnah in Dmai. That says that until the time of Yochanan ish kohen gadol. Sorry, it's a Mishnah in Masa Sheni. Until the time of Rabbi Yochanan kohen gadol, you would hear the hammers going in Yerushalayim and Chol HaMoed, and he's put a stop to it. So, Adyam Avim, Mikan Ve'elech Lo, which means that you can't do any smith work on Chol HaMoed, so how can you fix a door? So, Lokasha, Kan B'denafche, Kan B'denagre. There's different levels of loudness. A carpenter's hammer isn't as loud as a blacksmith's. So, it was the blacksmith's hammer that was stopped in his day. Ma'akav Chista, Imru Kala Rabba Asar, Kala Zutar Shari. But you, Rav Chista says you can't give this a sliding scale where a loud sound, a quiet sound, it depends on the kind of hammer. Rav Chista lokasha haba magle haba chatzine. So there's different kind of tools that you would use, the kind of tools that we're talking about that you would fix the door with didn't make any sound at all, which means you're not allowed to do any work that makes sounds, but you could do it without sounds. Rav Papa Markan kodem zera kam lachav zera. He gives a simple explanation. And that is that our Mishnah is referring to a time before the Gzer of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Of course, that's a very difficult explanation because Yochanan Kohen Gadol was before the turn of the millennium, and now we're talking in the times of the Mishnah. Avashi Amar HaRabbi Yehuda HaRabbi Yossi. The answer is that our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yossi. Yitzchak Bavdini, Mantana Shinui B'moed Kibudar Avar Aved Delok Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that if you are doing something that's Davar Aved or Chol HaMoed, you can do it in the regular way. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do it a different way, right? And so, therefore, and we've already seen this, and therefore, our Mishnah is simply like Rabbi Yossi, and the mention about the hammer is follows Rabbi Yehuda. Amarvina, kaman madlina na'idna kavyuta d'dasha b'chula d'mu'ada. So whose opinion is it that we follow? That we will lift up a door jamb or a lintel on Chol HaMoed? Come on, Rabbi Yossi, we'll do that work like Rabbi Yossi, because once it has to be done, because the door has to be fixed, you can't have an unfixed door for all the yontif. We could do it in a regular way, the Korbiosi, we don't have to use a shinui. Good. The last item in the parak was kvashin shi'achol achol b'moed kovshan. You have pickled, brined things that you could eat on yontif, you can be kovesh them on Chol HaMoed. So badita levoe kavri. In the river badita, suddenly there was a big flow of fish that came in. Azal kuli amatsud. Everybody went down this on Chol HaMoed and they trapped the fish. Caught fish. Aitu kavra. They brought the nets. And Rava said, you could salt some of them and put them away. I, we have a Mishnah that you're only allowed to prepare food on Chol HaMoed that's going to be eaten on Yontif. If you're salting this, it's for later. Since when they originally trapped it, they trapped it to eat right now. They just didn't realize they'd get so much. And now if they leave them alone, they're just going to lose them. Then it's Devar HaVeid. Bishari, and then if it's mutter, because now if they would take these fish and not preserve them, they'd be lost. And now there's too much fish to eat before the yontif's over. So now it's davar haved. The ikar da amri, there's another version which is even more extreme. Shari lu rava meitzad. Rava allowed them to trap all this stuff. Meizal itu mimlach to go and to grab them and to salt them. Amar la bai batnan koshin shachol achom yen gov shan tnan. I, Rabbi, again, challenge him with the Mishnah in this other version. Amarle, ani nami mitakli agav itzitza. He said that that these things could also be eaten, even though you salt them, they could be eaten as is on Chol HaMoed with their salt. All right? So in other words, you could squeeze these fish out, agav itzitza, you could squeeze these fish out and eat some of that, even the ones that are salted, which means the ones that are salted are now not removed from eating during Chol HaMoed, and therefore it's okay. Shmuel, he would come to a house and they made 60 of these, they'd squeeze out 60 things from fish for from salted fish. Rava equal there is galuta avdele shiti nitsi v'achal. Same thing happened to Rava. Rava equal there Rav Shapir. Aitu the kamayu ahu kava. They brought a fish. Tilta bishula, tilta milcha, v'tilta tavya. One third was cooked. I don't know how they did this, but one third was cooked. One third, it could have been they brought a bunch of fish, and one third of them was cooked. One third of it was salted, and one third was fried. Amarav amarli ada tzayda kavra samuch l'misrach mali. That fish is very good just before it's going to go bad. It's very good to eat. Rav amarli ada tzayda. We have these other comments that Rav quoted from Ada the fisherman. Kavra tavye ba'achua. Fry it in its brother, meaning fry it in water. In salt. Salt is the brother of fish. They're both things that are produced by the water. So fry it in salt. Okay? Asuke bavua. Cook it in its father, meaning in water. That's where it comes. And mechla bivrei. And eat it with its child. Meaning, eat it with fish oil. That's the child of the fish, as it were. Cute little saying. The Amarav, we have another saying. Amali Ada Tsayada, Ada, that's the fisherman said, Kavra Tachle V'chalba Liton Gufa V'lo Liton Purya. All right, so when you eat fish, you eat the Shichlayim and the Chalav, you eat these certain parts, make sure that the bed doesn't get them. In other words, after you eat them, take a walk so that your body processes them before you lie down. You don't want the bed to get them. Rav Amarli Ada Tzayda, the last bit of advice, Kavri, Tachli, V'chalba, these three things, fish and these other parts of animals, Maya V'lo Shichra, Shichra V'lo Chamra. You should drink with them water rather than mead, and mead better than wine. The worst thing you could drink with them is wine. With these pieces of advice of Ada the fisherman, we end up our study of the first parak, Adron Alach Mashkin Beit HaShlachin. Mir Hashem, tomorrow we will begin, and then on Friday conclude the second parak of Masechet Moed Katan. Everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful Chodesh Nisan as we begin a new year. B'Nisan Nigalu, V'Nisan Atidin Nigael.